And now I would like Jim Sparks to explain to the Coast audience the two different ways that his transportation began from his house to a non-human craft.
Great. Yes, there are two ways that I'm familiar with. When a craft is on the ground and the ETs actually come to your home, if it be your home or be out of your car, that's one method. And then another method of transport is when they're in the air or they're in flight or they're in movement. But I'd like to talk a little bit about, in my experience, what they do to take you from point A to point B, which may be from, say, your bedroom to a craft. In that reoccurring dream that Linda was referring to, it would be the same thing in the early years where I would be escorted off the bed, down the hallway, into the guest room, through that window that she mentioned. And they would take us through that window and then on board. What I learned in my experience is that they create a field. Now, this field renders many, many extraordinary possibilities. I feel that this field that they create also is the basis for the bulk of their technology that they use for the ability to be invisible, to work in other dimensions, to literally walk through walls. So when this field is created, then one can pass from point A to point B, which would be through a solid object. Normally, what I call going the easy way, which is the first method that Linda was referring to, would be creating this field and where they can render matter. The laws of physics, as we understand it, no longer apply, and then matter doesn't work the same, and then you can go walking through a wall or walking through a window and all these physical things. The second way of going is what I call going the hard way, which would be when a craft is in flight. Now, this is a different principle altogether. I think when the field is created going the easy way, like we just talked about walking through walls, it's a radiated field. It could be 30, 40, 50, 60 feet in circumference. It could be 100 feet in circumference. When a craft is in flight or really hauling, so to speak, then it's more of the field is fine-pointed or beamed, and more like almost like a flashlight cone or beam. And then going the hard way is more direct and harder on your system.
Could you explain for the Coast audience this amazing concept that you began to understand about the projection of what you would interpret to be percentages of molecules of whatever they were, whatever source they were in, here that might explain such things as even ghosts?
Yes. As a matter of fact, there's no doubt that there are other dimensions. Other dimensions do occupy the same space and the same time. It's just a matter of knowing how to tap into it. If it wasn't for the fact that we didn't breathe air and we could feel it, we would not believe it's there. It's something we can't see. So other dimensions are there. These beings, These aliens, whatever you're comfortable with, they've been around for thousands and thousands of years. Their technology is so advanced, it's almost like magic. In some cases, they're light years ahead. In other cases, we're pretty close. Mm-hmm. But an area that they've mastered is the ability to be in one dimension and the essence of themselves in another. Meaning, let's say they wanted to observe what's going on in a room that you're in. With several other people. There would be no need to be 100% there, as you and I would, because clearly we would see this being and we'd all be scared and forget it. But at the same token, when they create this field, two or three or 5% of their essence can be in our dimension, while 95% of their working essence is in another dimension.
And that would be the cases where so many abductees have said, "This being was beside my bed, but I could see the dresser drawer through the being."
That's exactly right. And I think it explains a lot of poltergeist activities. I'm not going to claim that all ghost sightings are something that are extraterrestrial, but they do screen image. They do things to the mind so you see things a little bit different. And the point I'm making is this. The technology is technology, but it's not perfect. And sometimes there are mistakes. Sometimes they're here, they're invisible, and all of a sudden they show up, and then they have to disappear. They'll mess with the human mind by screen imaging to make you think you've seen something like a poltergeist. So I think a lot of these poltergeist situations where people see things that look like a ghost for a second or two is an accident in their technology or a mistake, and then you're looking through them instead of really a ghost.